few programs have bedeviled the Navy in recent years as much as the littoral combat ship. Now Navy brass have decided to buy a dozen new ships they're calling a frigate, but it's basically a littoral combat ship with some modifications. The Government Accountability Office finds there's too little information about the frigate for Congress to make informed decisions. Michelle Mackin is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Issues at the GAO, and she joins me now with more. So does this mean, Michelle, that the littoral combat ship is dead and they're replacing it?
Yes. So they will contract in this fiscal year, 2017, for the last two littoral combat ships, and then pivot, as we call it, to this frigate acquisition, which is, as you noted, a modified littoral combat ship with some capability improvement.
But the littoral combat ship last orders end way short of what they originally had planned to buy, correct?
Yes, and this is what's been interesting. You know, it took two secretaries of defense to convince the Navy that changes needed to be made to this program, even though it was quite clear that it wasn't meeting needs, the last being in December 2015 when the secretary directed a reduced buy from 52 LCS to 40. And so now, as you pointed out, they'll be buying 12 of these frigates to close out the program.
So the frigates are the same basic hulls and the same basic manufacturers?
Exactly. Same shipyards. The plan is to down select to one shipyard. That's the current plan. But the proposals that the contractors will be submitting are based on the exact same littoral combat ship hulls that are already in service. As I mentioned, there will be some improvements the Navy is seeking. One of the more significant will be, as you know, with the littoral combat ship, they had to switch out the mission packages to provide the capability of the ship. For the frigate, the Navy's looking for more of a multi-mission capability, so that certainly will be an improvement.
Well, what's the difference? Because the other multi-mission was caused by switching out capabilities. They could, like, lower with a crane a new pieces of the ship on there. How does multi-mission differ from the way it was?
Well, in this case, what the Navy's hoping the contractors can do is to permanently mount some of the capabilities, like the surface and anti-submarine warfare equipment, onto the ship itself. So you won't have to do this switching out, as was the case with the LCS.
So sounds like a little, perhaps more reliability maybe, and less of a logistics tail for all the equipment and gear to take things on and off.
Potentially. I mean, I think our biggest concern here, as we have pointed out for several years now, is that there seems to be a big rush to ask Congress to fund these ships before the detailed design is known, before even a cost estimate, a good cost estimate has been produced. You still, of course, have operational unknowns about the LCS itself. The operational testing hasn't been completed. And so by modifying these ships, there's still some unknowns that we believe should be resolved before this new potentially $9 billion investment in the frigate comes to pass.
Because the LCS had problems below decks, right, that were unrelated to that mission switch-out mechanism.
Right. It's had reliability issues. It's got some survivability problems that haven't been totally resolved or understood yet. We haven't seen the results of some of that testing. So those are significant unknowns, in our opinion, that and the thing is, we don't understand why the rush. Why not delay, as we've recommended to Congress in this report? Give it another year so that you can understand what you're buying, you can understand more about the LCS itself, some of the issues that haven't been resolved yet, can understand the capabilities that the frigate will provide. But the Navy intends to seek approval from Congress this fiscal year for a block buy contracting approach for 12 of these frigates. We believe that it would be better to hold off on that until next fiscal year.
We're speaking with Michelle Mackin, Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Issues at the GAO. So for this fiscal year means this week, possibly.
Possibly.
Because the fiscal year is already halfway done, and so 6 months, you're saying, doesn't seem like it would be that much of a difference in the long run.
I mean, we really don't understand the imperative. The Navy actually was on the right track and planned to award the contract for the frigate in fiscal year 19. but they accelerated that when the Secretary of Defense directed the reduced buy because, frankly, I think one of the big drivers is to keep keep some business going to the shipyards. And that's where we do have a bit of a difference of opinion with the Navy. If you look at the current shipyard workload, every LCS basically has been delayed in delivery. So there's still quite a bit of work at both shipyards. We don't understand the imperative to accelerate this frigate in light of all these significant unknowns that I've talked about.
This acceleration is coming from, when you say Secretary of Defense, you mean Jim Mattis, the current secretary.
The prior secretary is the one who directed the reduced buy. You know, we'll have to see. The response to our report actually from DOD did recognize that there are some risks with the Navy's approach, but they'd still intend to go forward, albeit I will point out the response from DOD did say that they're going to keep an eye on it at the AT&L level and do some design reviews and make sure the cost estimates are in. So, you know, we'll have to see how that plays out.
So what are you saying Congress needs to ask for specifically in terms of information?
Well, we're saying, number one, that Congress should not approve this block buy strategy this fiscal year until there's a good cost estimate in hand, until more is known about exactly what this frigate's going to look like. Proposals aren't in yet. Until some of the operational issues with the LCS itself have been better understood.
And as a frigate, the former LCS would still be used littorally, the Navy is saying?
That is our understanding, that the mission set will be very similar to the LCS. It's going to have some additional capability, as I said, but the mission set will be similar, yes.
Could this be perhaps the rush to the 12 maybe is because of a greater issue that the Trump administration wants to increase the Navy size?
I don't know, Tom. I mean, some of these decisions were made before that announcement. So.
And which shipyard is getting the, or they haven't decided yet?
They haven't decided yet. As you know, there are two shipyards in contention here. What's interesting is if you go back in history to the LCS, there were plans to downselect to one shipyard, but then the pricing from both yards was pretty good under these block buy strategies, and so then the Navy decided to go ahead with two. So here we are again with the Navy poised to ask for a block buy authority. You know, it's potentially possible that both shipyards will again come in with favorable pricing, and then, you know, we'll have to see how this plays out if there really will be a down select, as the prior Secretary of Defense had directed.
Michelle Mackin is Director of Acquisition and Sourcing Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Find a link to her report and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.